I'm telling you, this is why you get so much pushback from other commissioners and the mayor, because you are getting information and digging into stuff that evidently even they don't know about, or they don't want it to be known to the public.
100%. Yep.
So we find out, or you find out earlier this week, or you're told that, hey, Commissioner Turnberg, we're seeing a lot of the same looking drug pipes laying around City Hall in the Civic Center in downtown. Are they handing these things out? So you make a phone call and find out from the executive director of Fargo Cass Public Health, Jen Pfau, I believe is her name, correct? We are handing out pipes.
Crack pipes.
What was your response to her when you heard that, this is true?
So let me just start by saying this is all the credit goes to a Fargo police officer. I've got a few very trusted officers in there who will dig deep, get answers, and let me know what's going on. And this is a great example of that.
Love it.
This officer reached out to me on Monday, and this is how you build trust and get stuff done. And we had never approved anything remotely close to approving pipes being handed out to people for drug use, right?
Yeah.
So I said, let me dig in and find out, nothing that I'm aware of. So let's get the details. So I reached out. I said, I just kept my cool. I said, I want all of the information of this program, where the funding is coming from, when it started, how many have been, all of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I finally get all the information. I believe it's called the Safe Smoking Program.
Yes, something like that. Yeah, I believe that's what it is. The Safe Smoking Program.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So this is where my media days come into play and are helpful. Dig deeper and come to find out, since February, we have been implementing this program. I shouldn't say we, because no one in the city knew about it in City Hall. So we've handed out over 5,000 crack pipes.
Yeah, the number is 4,952 pipes across more than 7,000 visits since February 2025. In less than 1 year, damn near 5,000 glass crack pipes have been handed out. That's in 9 months. Here's a question I have. So they implemented this safer smoking program in February. And it looks like engagement has skyrocketed. Just because engagement skyrockets, that doesn't mean that all these people are getting off drugs. That means, hey, we know we're going to get the free stuff. All we have to do is go in there and talk to somebody, and they're going to give us our pipes or needles. So there is a 98% increase in enrollment. This is according to the article. This is according to Fargo Cass Public Health. There's a 98% increase in enrollment in this SAFE program, 47% increase in visits, 34% increase of unique individuals served, as well as 38% more lives saved. And that's all according to Robin Saul, prevention coordinator for Fargo Cass Public Health. So my question is then, I would like to know the percentage of drug-related crimes. What has the increase been since this program was implemented in February?
Well, you can take data and twist it and make it sound any way you want,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's not that difficult. Dive deep into some papers and look at the outcomes. This is ridiculous. Those people working in harm reduction should be trying to work themselves out of a job.
Yeah.
Should not be patting themselves on the back for increased. Those numbers are terrifying. That is not a good thing. We want to decrease that, have hardly anybody using that, because we're putting that money into treatment and helping people, not enabling them.
So my next question is, because from what I understand, the state approves of this? That's what I understand.
That's up for debate, because now we've got people questioning, is this actually going against state law? So I'm on the road right now, but I've got all the Sentry code, and I've been going through that since 5 this morning. And even with our needle program, which I do not like
either,
that specifically states in Sentry code, it is a needle exchange.
Yeah.
Ours is free needles.
So
I mean, you find them all over town. There is not an exchange.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you don't have to. We've said this multiple times. They call it a needle exchange program, Fargo Cass Public Health does, but I don't have to show up with a dirty needle to get needles, correct?
Correct. Did I send you the pictures of the vending machine?
No. Vending machine?
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's on my Facebook. Yeah, it's on my Commissioner Michelle Turnberg Facebook page. Yes. Cigarette vending machines are illegal.
They are.
The city of Fargo has paraphernalia vending machines.
Where are these vending machines at?
At the downtown engagement center.
Okay. Now, here's my next question. Well, let me... So, the digging that Valley News Live did, here's the story. Glass pipes designed for smoking drugs now available at Fargo's Harm Reduction Center. Those pipes can be used to smoke pretty much any drug here in our community. Crack is seldom or never reported to us as a drug of use. It would be primarily meth and fentanyl that people are smoking, said Robin Litke Salt. I know. Prevention coordinator for Fargo Cass Public Health. Hold on here. Here's a question I have for you coming up. The pipes are part of Fargo's expanded syringe services program. Officials also distribute mouth guards and antiseptic wipes to reduce the spread of HIV, hepatitis, and other diseases. But here's the one that gets me. The program began as a traditional needle exchange in 2018, but expanded after data showed more overdose deaths from smoking drugs rather than injecting them. So you have data, supposedly, it says if you smoke it, there's more overdose deaths. That's why we do one of the multiple reasons we do the needle exchange. Okay, if that's the case, then why the hell are you handing out pipes if it causes more overdose deaths?
I agree.
Oh, my God. Michelle, so who just decided 9 months ago that we're going to start handing, and where are these glass crack pipes? And I specify glass because you throw them on the ground, they're going to break. What if a kid picks them up, adult picks it up, steps on, whatever. So on top of the damn dirty needles out there, now we've got used crack pipes. And I'm trying to understand how this is harm reduction if you get more overdose deaths from smoking it than injecting it. And if the excuse is, well, because then we don't have drug users sharing a pipe. Okay. Aren't they probably sharing a cigarette or taking bites of food? Give me a break. This is nothing but a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of crap to keep getting opioid money, and this is what they're wasting it on? This is not harm reduction. This is 100. Look, when it comes to the syringes, okay, you look at Minnesota. They started their program back, I don't know what it was, 17, whenever. And they've got the numbers to show they had a reduction in HIV and hepatitis and that. Okay, but again, you can fudge numbers, but the numbers that they put out show it went down. And you don't have people sharing needles. You have somewhat of an argument there. You don't have anything when it comes to a drug pipe. Nothing. There's no reason for this. This is pure enabling.
I agree. The data, and that term gets so overused and twisted that they tried to use to support it was pretty flimsy. So I've been compiling my own because that's the only thing that, you know, people will listen to. Just the fact that this is plain out wrong.
Well,
they're not canceling it. So we have to fight their data with other data, which I will provide on Monday.
Here's the thing. Okay. You've got people dropping needles, and we know that for a fact, that they're just dropping the needles on the ground. Now, so the primary drug of choice, according to Robin Litke-Saw, Prevention Coordinator, Fargo-Cass Public Health, well, you know, they don't really crack a seldom ever reported as the drug of use. It would be primarily meth and fentanyl that people are smoking. Now, we know for a fact that all you have to do in a lot of cases is just touch fentanyl and you can overdose. It's that potent. We've had offices happen to officers. Okay. It's happened to just the public. What if somebody grabs one of these pipes and it's got fentanyl still on it or in it and somebody overdoses? The city and county are setting themselves up for a massive lawsuit. And I hope it happens, because if somebody's loved one overdoses and it's proven that they used one of these vehicles that Fargo-Cass Public Health is handing out because it makes them feel good, I hope they sue the living hell out of them. I hope they do.
I have brought that up countless times
and
at meetings.
And what's the response?
Nothing really.
Oh, my God.
I mean there's no fear. I know.
So back to what I originally asked you, then I cut you off and I apologize. So who just decided in February, 9 months ago, that we are going to just, you know, it's my decision, it's our decision, we're going to also hand out crack pipes as well? Because you're saying that the city, the mayor, no other commissioners knew about this?
Yes. As far as I know, no one was aware. It certainly never came, was presented at a meeting.
Do they have to present to the city? Does Fargo-Cass Public Health, when they're doing anything like this, do they have to come to the city or the county and get permission?
Yes.
Did anybody in the county of Cass know about this?
Fargo funds a lot more of Cass County Public Health than anybody.
Okay.
So Fargo residents are much more on the hook for this stuff, 100% for the deck. And you can't tell me when they keep, and this is why, and I have not been
Hang
provided
on,
those numbers with numbers specifying where all the funding and everything else. But if they're saying it's just the opioid settlement for the physical pipe and physical needles, well, we have employees. We have employees, we have buildings, we have all sorts of other expenses. Those are not opioid settlement dollars. The physical paraphernalia, yes. Employees, that is not opioid dollars. So yes, Fargo residents are in fact paying for this.
Unreal. Who made this decision? Do we know who decided?
I have some trusted people that, because they trust me and know I will not throw them under the bus,
mm-hmm.
have let me know that supposedly someone at Cass County Public Health went rogue and implemented this on their own.
Okay. Well, I hope when you find that out and get to the bottom of it, we out that person. If that's true, they went out on their own and just went rogue and said, I'm doing this. They need to lose their job. They need to be gone.
There will be many questions asked Monday night at the city commission meeting, 5 p.m.
Jim, you're up on a Jay Thomas Show with Commissioner Turnberg.
Yeah, Jay. I agree 100% with your statement about the city's going to be liable if somebody gets fentanyl or whatever.
Yep.
They knowingly let this go on. If nobody knows about it, that's a different story. But now they do know, so they got to do something.
Yep.
But they're doing this for safety, right?
That's what they claim.
Okay, when are they going to start handing out ARs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I said this, I've told Ronnie this earlier, I believe I said it earlier. Okay, so you're going to start handing out free rides home from the bar? What if I go to the bar and get hammered?
Free shots.
I want a free ride home. That's harm reduction. I'm not on the road driving.
Right.
You know what?
Do I get
free shot glasses so I don't have to share a shot glass with a buddy? I mean, come on. Where does this end? This is absurd. Again, you had somewhat, even though I still disagree with it, you had somewhat of an argument with the needles. But you have no argument with the crack pipes at all. Zero. Zero. How is that harm reduction? Especially when they say, well, you know, we started the needle exchange after data showed more overdose deaths from smoking drugs rather than injecting. So we'll hand out needles. Well, what the hell? Now you're handing out the vehicle that you used as an excuse to hand out needles. Oh my God. You can't make this stuff up, Jim. It's crazy. It's just over the top.
And like I say, you know, they should open a free gun range, free training for gun safety.
There you go. There you go. Jim, appreciate the phone call. Dustin, you're next. Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, man. I heard all this about this public health, them giving these pipes or whatever out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think this is ridiculous, man. I mean, I see it with the needles, you know, bloodborne pathogens is the real thing. But this pipe thing, that's ridiculous. That's outrageous.
Yeah, the needles you got, again, I don't even agree with the needles. I think you're enabling. But you have an argument there, Dustin, like you said. You know, okay, you're not sharing a dirty needle, less HIV, less hepatitis. But when it comes to a crack pipe, you got to be kidding me. There's no argument there, Dustin.
Yeah, that right, man. Whoever this was that went rogue, yeah, like you said, they need to be fired.
They do. Dustin, appreciate the phone call. Chris, you're next. Jay Thomas Show.
Jay, hey.
Hey, brother.
Is there any sort of petition I can get going in Fargo here to get enough signatures and get this axed off?
Michelle.
The needles?
Commissioner Turnberg, to Chris's comment, is there anything he can do or people can do to get this thing axed?
I got the pipes on the agenda, the pipes and the harm reduction on the agenda for Monday. So getting rid of the pipes, but that's already been done because that was not approved. And then all this is blown up. But we are having the needles back up for discussion again because we need to question harm reduction and staff on what is going on. And I'm going to question, is this even following Sentry Code and state law? Because it is not an exchange.
No, it's not. Well, Chris.
And I know they're all listening and they'll all be prepared, but we're going to discuss it and we're going to make sure the public is aware of every single thing.
Chris, here is the statement we got from the public information manager, City of Fargo, a couple hours ago from the Communications Governmental Affairs Office. Here's what we got from Archie Ingersoll. And it's nothing against Archie. I like Archie. He's doing his job. He's like, okay, Archie, get this out. This is what we got, Chris. This is from the City of Fargo. Out of an abundance of caution, the syringe services program element involving distribution of glass bulb pipes is being suspended due to potential concerns with interpretation of the current state law. In February 2025, distribution of glass bulb pipes was added to the program as a way to reduce overdose deaths from drug use by means of other than injection. The program was funded by opioid settlement funds. So I go back, Chris and Michelle, and all you citizens out there. So out of an abundance of caution, this is being suspended due to potential concerns with interpretation of current state law. So somebody implemented this, Chris and Michelle, implemented this, and did nobody check the state law? So the city for the last 9 months might have been breaking the state law.
Yeah.
100%. So if they were, if it was against state law, is someone going to go down for this? Is someone going to be held accountable? Is the city of Fargo? How does that work? Another thing on that is, you know, a drug dealer, let's say, sells someone drugs and they overdose. That drug dealer, they go after them, whether it's murder or manslaughter or wrongful death. So is the city of Fargo. They're giving these out with the intent to be used for drugs.
Exactly.
Not tobacco, like you go to a Malamutes. Not to a CVS, like you go for diabetes insulin. So that's another thing. Another thing on the needles versus the pipes, people get different highs off a needle than they do snorting a drug and they do smoking a drug. People that use needles, they're chasing that high. That hits them the quickest. It hits them the hardest. People that use a needle are going to continue to use a needle.
Very good points. Chris, appreciate the phone call. Hang on, callers. I'll get you all in here. I'll get to all the emails. Another thing. And again, this was brought up in a court case a couple weeks back. The story was out where the guy sitting in front of the judge here in Cass County and asked the judge, said, do you have any questions before I sentence you? And they kind of love this. I'd love to get this guy on my show. He's like, why am I being charged with paraphernalia? It's a product that the city hands out to me. Judge, good question. Don't have an answer, but I'll look into it.
This is such a slippery slope. it's just ugly. I mean, make it make sense that cigarette vending machines are illegal.
Yeah. But
not paraphernalia machines.
I mean...
We did have a gentleman who said his voice is very recognizable, did not want to go on the air, but said...
Understandable.
He said his daughter was a participant in the exchange program, and a year ago, they lost her. So he said it is incredibly hard to convince me that this is the right way to go.
I absolutely feel for you, sir. I can't imagine what you're going through, but somebody is going to end up suing the city and the county over this garbage. Look, Michelle, can you hang on? Or better yet, here's what we're going to do, because we got to do end of the day grain markets. We'll hang up and we'll call you back, so that way you can get some stuff done while we're doing the markets. So
you got it.
We'll do that.